Welcome back to Club Culture. Hey, we open up the show with Crazy Vibes by Luxury SA. Guys, I am so excited to be back. I'm so happy to be back, you guys. It's been so long. We were last together in the midst of the pandemic, you know, when COVID was still doing its thing, you know, when we were still doing lockdowns. Look at us now. How far have we come? Festivals are back, vibes are back, gigs are back. We are full on going out and living our best lives, enjoying house music. House music is what brings us together. House music is the heart of club culture. And we have such an exciting show today, you guys. We're featuring two amazing producers for Shine the Spotlight. We have a producer from South Africa. He is a gospel house producer, but he makes such amazing music, you guys. And we have another DJ all the way from America. He's a part of the Anjuna Deep family. You can guess who it is, but he's the king of the mustache. That's all I'm going to say. You guys can take a guess who we're featuring, and that's going to come up later in Shine the Spotlight. For our discussion today, because we're back to normal life, we are back to living our best lives, like I said, my question to you guys is price. We're talking money. We need to be wary of our money, but we want to know, do you prefer to go big in a nightclub? Are you a big spender in the clubs? Or do you like to go somewhere where it's reasonable? So do you like going to those popular clubs that all the social media influencers go to and blow bank? Are you somebody who likes to spend a lot of money in the club, or are you someone that is quite reserved when it comes to their finances? Let me know. Send me a message on WhatsApp. Send me a voice note if you have to on WhatsApp. You know what you do. You can tweet at Diddy409, use that hashtag club culture. We will be featuring your comments next when we come back to have this discussion. We are still doing our thing. I always tell you guys to send your song requests on what is on your playlist, and that's coming up next. Today's selection on what's on your playlist is Gabza the Small, and this one is coming from Lisejo all the way in Auckland Park. So we're going to be playing Kusela. We'll be right back. That was Christella by Kabza, bringing us into the second part of the show. Before we went into a musical break, I posed a question to you guys. This question today is related to money. How much do we want to spend in the club? Are we big spenders or are we conservative with our finances? Guys, I will just share my thoughts. I'll keep it brief and then get into your guys' comments. Personally, guys, I'm a cheapskate. I'm a cheapskate. Like, when I say cheapskate, I don't mean like incredibly, embarrassingly cheap. But I have a set budget. I tell myself I want to spend a set amount of money. My maximum amount of money to spend anywhere is $350. I shit you not. When I go to a club, $350 is my maximum. When I'm going out, that is my budget. So if I'm going clubbing, especially if I'm going with a friend, $350 is my maximum budget. And $50 is going to be balancing me in the Uber ride to the club, child. But I find a way of making it work with my Uber money and my drinks money. I know what I'm going to drink. Either me and my friend are going to split a six pack together. We buy maybe six, we buy a 12, we buy a bucket. We're sorted for the night. Maybe we'll do a shooter in between. Maybe we might split money and get an orca and smoke some shisha. But I keep it cheap. I keep it at $350 max. I'm not really the girl that goes to probably like your Rockets, like the popular clubs, that very high-end expensive clubs. I try to go where I'm able to afford. So I go to places that are affordable because, honey, I'm keeping it $350. But I'm saying I don't mind, though, if somebody takes me to Rockets. I don't mind. If somebody want to take me out to an expensive club, they can take me as long as they're paying. But as far as I'm concerned, $350 maximum. That is me. Let's get into your comments. At Lusanda. Lusanda actually in Cape Town. Lusanda says, yeah, Lusanda's like me. Lusanda's like, hell no. Hell to the now. I do not like to spend a lot of money in the club. She says that she prefers to go out with people who are going to pay. Like, she prefers to go, if niggas are going to take her out and they're going to pay the bill, this is literally what she says, then she's down for it. So she's normally somebody who won't carry that much money. She's like $250. I carry $250 just for security, but I'm going out with dudes that are going to soak me out with the, when it comes to the bill. So that is how I am. That is Lusanda all the way in Cape Town. And let's go to this comment here. This one's from Zweli. Zweli's listening all the way in Kempton Park. Zweli says he makes it rain. Zweli makes it rain. So he says, I work a very hectic job. So I go out once a month. So when I go out, I go big. I go big. So I'll spend easily R1,000 in a club. Literally $1,000. Me and my boys, when we go out, we go big. We will take one car. There's a designated driver. We know we're sorted with transport. We go, we have $1,000. So each of us come in with $1,000 because we're going to get a bottle. We're going to get our ciders. That is Zweli. Zweli goes big. He goes big. He don't play. He's not playing. And Caitlin on Twitter. Caitlin says that she's someone that is moderate. She is, I'm moderate in the club. I will save maybe $400 is what I will carry. If I'm going out, I know what I'm going to drink. I'm probably going to order 3 cocktails. And that is my minimum money that I carry. I'm thinking about my Uber ride back. So me and my friends split Uber money. And then I will spend no more than $400 in a club. So yeah, she keeps it balanced. She keeps it balanced. So I think it's a 50-50. Based on what I'm looking at here on the comments, it's a 50-50. Some people go big. Some people go, you know, they're moderate. Everybody's just trying to do what they can do. I mean, ultimately, you know, when we're going out for the vibes. So it doesn't matter where we go. Whether you go to Rockets or whether you go to Shakers in Maboneng, you are going to have a good time. So if you are balling and it's payday, go big, honey. Go big. Ain't nothing wrong with that. And Sanele listening from Durban says that he's also a big spender. It looks like them dudes is big spenders. He says, I go out with the ladies. I'm buying them drinks. So I spend big. I've spent about 2,500 rands in one night clubbing. Wow. And honestly, it's not a surprise because Sanel is a guy. Like, guys, I mean, dudes always spend a lot of money. If you go out with guys, you know dudes are going to buy drinks. Like, if you're a girl and you go out and if guys invite you out, guys will make sure that you're sorted. Most guys anyway. You know, unless they're in your friend squad, you guys will split the bill. But like, if you've ever been taken out by guys for the first time, as ladies, we know this. Dudes are gonna pay for everything. You just need to look pretty, get in the car. They're gonna buy you everything you need. So dudes spend a lot of money. He ain't kidding. I mean, 2.5, and that's literally pocket change for most people. Most people are probably gonna blow, even some guys will spend 10,000 rands. There was a dude, if you remember, there was an article that came out probably like last year or something, of a guy whose bill was 100,000, and it was in Pretoria. He spent 100k in a club in Pretoria. So this shit, guys, I mean, people out there are making it rain. So, you know, it's ultimately, it's all about what you can afford. And I think we can all agree to that, is that what you can afford, you can spend, because why not? It's for good vibes, for having a good time. Speaking of a good time, guys, we are going into Shine the Spotlight. I feel like I should have like a jingle that plays just before Shine the Spotlight, but this is a podcast, so you know, we do what we gotta do. But yeah, it's Shine the Spotlight time. I did mention to you that we have two amazing producers that we are featuring today. The first one, we're gonna start home. We're starting in South Africa with a local producer by the name of Senior Oates. Ladies and gentlemen, Senior Oates hails from the province of Limpopo, my hometown. Senior Oates is my homie, but I'm afraid to say that I don't actually know Senior Oates' real name. Guys, I'm embarrassed to say this, but I could not find Senior Oates' real name. I swear to God, I was doing my research on Senior Oates because I just recently discovered Senior Oates. So I'm trying to get to know Senior Oates and figure out who he is, because I'm featuring him on Shine the Spotlight. I'm doing my homework here. I'm online trying to find information about Senior Oates. There's nothing out there, you guys. I found one interview with Kaya FM on YouTube, and I'm listening to this interview, I'm watching the interview, I'm hoping that maybe I'll find something. Maybe he'll introduce himself and do a biography, because when we feature people, we must at least talk about who they are. Dude, there's nothing. The interview I found on YouTube, Senior Oates is already just talking about his musical tastes, so they're doing like a top 10 interview, so they're not really getting into who this guy is, what is his actual name. I got bits and pieces, but I didn't get much about Senior Oates. There's not much about this guy. This dude is an enigma, guys. This dude don't got much out there about him. I even went on to Beatport, I went on to his SoundCloud, I could not find anything. I don't know who his real name is. If you guys know who he is, feel free to send me a message. Let me know who it is so I can just shout it out, because I would love to know his actual name. But you know what? It doesn't matter, because nonetheless, the purpose of Senior Oates is to bless us with amazing house music. And this guy makes really good deep house music. Shout out to my deep house music lovers, because this right here is the moment. Because Senior Oates, like I said, makes gospel house music, and all his songs are always centered around paying homage to God. This is literally something that I got from one of his interviews. One of his quotes, actually, because there's not a lot out there, like I said. Senior says he's making music to basically show gratitude to God. He's giving back to God. And as a person who loves God, I've always thought to myself, you know, gospel comes in a lot of genres. There's gospel, rock, and pop, and all these other genres of gospel, Afro house, all these kinds of versions of it. But like, there isn't like proper house gospel. And this guy just done it. Like, Senior Oates, he did it. Here's the thing, you don't have to be a religious person or any kind of, you don't have to be a religious person. If you don't even, I honestly, when I first heard his music, I didn't even know his music was gospel. I would hear Jesus, but in my mind, I didn't think this dude was making gospel house. Because I'm like, damn, this dude makes gospel house, but he makes some really good music. Hence I say, you don't have to come from any religious background, child. Music is music. Music is music, and Senior Oates is doing the things. His music is doing the talking. And on today's show, we're going to be playing a song that he released last year. This track is called Give Me Jesus. It features Mzrashba SA.
Give me Jesus.
episodes with Give Me Jesus, and it brings us to our second producer on Shine the Spotlight. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Eric Latrell. Eric Latrell hails all the way from USA. He comes from San Francisco and is part of the Anjuna Deep family. He's been signed on to Anjuna Deep since 2016. He's been making music publicly since 2016. Latrell is an electronic house music producer and is famously renowned for his stash. Guys, we need a moment for Eric Latrell's stash. Please Google Eric Latrell. I'll wait. Go on to your Google and Google him, because wow, nobody has a stash like Latrell, guys. This dude is so cool. Like, oh my gosh, he's so cool. I love him. I love his personal style and I love his music. It makes it even better that the music matches the style as well. So, you know, I'm all about it. I'm obsessed. And Latrell, like I said, he makes great driving music. He makes great dancing music. So he gives you a good balance. He makes those great electronic sounds that are like soundtracks you can play when you're driving. And he'll also give you these ratchet club songs that you can dance to. And I mean, Latrell don't disappoint, guys. Go on to YouTube. Search Anjuna Deep Records, because Latrell himself does not have a YouTube channel. So you're not going to find his personal YouTube channel. So you're going to have to go to Anjuna Deep, or you can just Google his music, Beatport, SoundCloud. You'll find his details on there. For today's episode, we're going to be playing a song that he released in 2016. This was actually in his first album. I think this is his classic. Any Latrell fan, I think we can all agree that this track is Eric Latrell's classic. It was his introduction to the house music world. Like, how we got to know Latrell for me is through this song. The song is called Still Dreaming. Turn it up.
Thank you.
Ezra Trowell with Still Dreaming. He brings us to the close of the show. I know, like a good night at the club. We need to go home, but it's not over. We will meet again in the next episode of Club Culture. Thank you so much for pressing play and listening to the podcast. I appreciate you guys. I love you long time, my babies. Get in touch with me. Send me a message. Send me an email. Send me a WhatsApp with songs that you want to hear on what is on your playlist, and we will feature them on the show. Now, to close off the show, we're going to end up with a song by Drake, and this one's called Keeper. Good night.
Okay, 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 okay. I found a new muse. That's bad news for you. Why would I keep you around? Why would I keep you around? Why would I keep you around? Why would I keep? I found a new muse. That's bad news for you. Why would I keep you around? Why would I keep you around? Why would I keep you around? Why would I keep? Yeah, what? Yeah. And I roll licks, I hit on my ones when I didn't have no friends to ride. Sticks on my dolls and I can't even lie to you. Got too much pride for you. Gotta stay safe in these streets. Streets don't play favorites though. I'm not afraid of it though. God is okay with me, so life of that shade that you throw. I've seen you take it low, limbo right under that hole. Fuck out my face. I found a new muse. That's bad news for you. Why would I keep you around? Why would I keep you around? Why would I keep you around? Why would I keep? I found a new muse. That's bad news for you. Why would I keep you around? Why would I keep you around? Why would I keep you around? Why would I keep? Once is a lot of things. Twice is a decision. Told me a lot of things. Forced into submission. Got you Mercedes Benz. If that don't make you driven, then what can I do for you? How can I make a difference? Friendship and loyalty, that's not what it's giving. Giving that, why would I keep you around? Why